How has the structure been incorporated to the NASPI report on Joan Logan, dated with 8/16/19, procedure June 21st, 2024, physicians Dr. Evgeny Goltsurdil, referring physicians Dr. April Oxford. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroenteronoscopy with cold biopsies, as well as CRE dilation from 14 to 15 millimeters. Indication is dysphagia comma GERD. Description of procedure and focus on obtained period possible complications, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Position moving to allow the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, stairs for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. A little bit of the gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period. Retroflex view is obtained of the cardia, period. Air resection from the stomach before a CRE balloon dilator, measuring 15, 16, 17, CRE balloon dilator measuring 15 to 18 millimeters was introduced through the working channel of the scope. The balloon was placed halfway in the middle of the GE junction. It was inflated to 14 millimeters and held there for several seconds. This was then deflated. The area was inspected. There was no evidence of any esophageal vents at this point in time period. The balloon was then expanded to 15 millimeters, held for 30 seconds, and then deflated when there was evidence of two esophageal vents that were shallow, period. The CRE balloon dilator was removed from the working channel of the scope. The air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient had the procedure while without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unmarked. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. When the patient next time, the Z-line was regular at 35 centimeters from the bite block. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. And histology, next line. There was evidence of a narrowed there was evidence of a G junction narrowing, which was dilated to 14 and 15 millimeters, with evidence of a two rents following the 15 millimeter dilation that was held for 30 seconds. Next line, there was evidence of altered wrap anatomy. Next line, there was evidence of normal gastric mucosa. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, assess response to dilation. Next line, the patient would like referral for surgery, given the altered wrap anatomy, as well as new hiatal hernia and failed past fund duplication. Next line. Avoid NSAIDs, anterior reflex precautions are explained. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.